We are previewing the 2018 Motherlode Roundup coming up on Mother's Day weekend, May 12th and the 13th in downtown Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have the General Chairman Al O'Brien, the Captain Steve Oliveira, Rodeo Mentor Ty Wivel, and Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo General Chair. And Al O'Brien, it's that time of the year. There's this Coyote Sam guy who keeps showing up at different places.
You know, Coyote Sam was posting selfies of himself in Cabo and other places in Mexico. So we thought maybe we were going to avoid running into him, but oh no. After the Oakdale Rodeo, he showed up in Jamestown with his dastardly crew in front of the Willow, threatening our queens. Our queens had to try to protect the posse guys who didn't do too good a job of fending them off. And then last Thursday, they showed up in downtown Sonora for the sponsor's lunch as usual. And I got to be honest, I made a little bit of a fool out of our sheriff who is retiring, Jim Mealy. So the hunt for the lost treasure is on. And in order to hold the roundup, we got to find it.
Yeah, that Coyote Sam guy, he's a grumpy old guy. I won't ask what you guys did to him years ago to get him so upset at you. But yeah, he keeps showing up here.
Well, we didn't elect his girlfriend, Senorita Grosita, queen that one year. And it's been downhill ever since.
And then I'll turn over to the captain of the Sheriff's Posse, Steve Oliveira. What can you tell us about the big parade? That's another thing we haven't talked about yet, that Saturday morning.
Yeah, the parade, as you mentioned, is Saturday morning, May 12th. It starts 10 a.m. sharp on Washington Street, led down the street by the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse Color Guard. If you've never been, I would say you really should go. It's quite an event. Family atmosphere, a lot of fun, and it's a good kickoff for our rodeo.
Get your chairs out there the day before.
Right.
In order to get us place on the street.
It's a big homecoming event, isn't it? Just
absolutely.
A community celebration.
Yeah.
Kind of a kickoff to that summer and spring tourist season in the Sierra Nevada. You know, we are coming to a close on this weekend show. I might go around the table. We've got a few minutes left. You know, Ty Wivel, anything we didn't mention or anything you want to add?
No, I think we did it. But one of the things is that this is one of that Mother's Day weekend is one of the biggest homecoming weekends for our county. Family comes home, relatives, and obviously we've got people that know about the roundup have come. So it's become a great tradition to come home that weekend and enjoy the rodeo and all of the peripheral events, breakfast, the dance, the dinner and so forth. So it's a real Tuolumne County tradition, which a lot of organizations, the sponsors that Al talked about, and the county and the city and so forth have pitched in to create this great tradition. And we get 350 contestants that are out of pros that come here because it's one of the finest spring rodeos in California.
General Chairman Al O'Brien?
Yeah, tickets are available online on our website, motherloadroundup.com, and from all our queen candidates until next weekend, which would be the queen contest. At that point, they'll also be available at merchants that will be advertised in the paper. $15 in advance, $18 at the gate, so save some money and get your tickets in advance. Also online, we have tickets for sale for Western music star Dave Stamey on June 2nd at the Opera Hall. We had a great kind of a roundup, wrap-up show with him last year, and he's going to be at the Opera Hall June 2nd at 7 o'clock. Tickets available online. Thanks.
I also forgot to ask the band review. That's back this year as well, too, right?
Yes, it is. That's Wednesday prior to the rodeo at Sonora High. Been a tradition for many, many years, and now that the turf has all been done and the tracks are done, it's back at Sonora High. It moved to Somerville one year, but it's back at Sonora.
Steve Oliveira, closing comments as we wrap up this weekend.
Motherlode Roundup, in my opinion, is the best weekend in the Motherlode. I love the rodeo. That's my favorite part. Fun fact about rodeo, rodeo is the only professional sport that originated from a true working profession, and that, of course, is cattle ranching. I'd like to mention, too, that all the men and women that you see out there on Roundup weekend in the red shirts from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, those are all volunteers, and we all work hard. They all work hard to make this event happen. If you're having a good time, go up, tell them thank you. Appreciate it.
Very good. And Dan Dernal.
Hey, just keep your fingers crossed for a nice sunny weekend. Make sure you get your tickets. Come on out and watch some true professional rodeo cowboys. Keep your eye out. A lot of the contestants, animals, and humans you'll see in the National Finals Rodeo in December. So come on out and have a good time.
Yeah, it's always a great event. Again, this year it's coming up May 12th and the 13th, Mother's Day weekend. And you four in studio, thank you so much, leaders of the Sheriff's Posse, helping to put this event on every single year. And thank the other Posse members for us as well. It's always
thank
a,
you, BJ.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
It's always a fun conversation. We've been doing these for quite a few years now, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
we had. And you haven't got older.
You too. So must be something in this mountain air around here in Tuolumne
right,
County.
Right.
So again, we thank our guests, the members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, joined in studio by the Captain Steve Oliveira, Rodeo Mentor Ty Wivel, General Chairman Al O'Brien, and Rodeo General Chair Dan Dernal. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.